Right, Paul Rowley Jones, it's been a real tough Easter for Salford. You must be showing me so much pride today. I mean, it's heart-wrenching to get beat like that, but what an effort from your side.
I'm always proud, and I've said this before, I'm proud because of what they do in the week. Today's just a culmination of hard work and commitment, what they do day in, day out, so all pre-season. Proud in defeat, yeah, I'll take that, but you're never happy. Never happy in defeat, because that's not what we're about.
Quite a few 50-50 calls went against you today, I thought. Anyway, I want you to talk about them. It was a forward pass, I think, in that second half. They must hurt, you know, as a coach.
Yeah,
I mean, the players, I think they deserve some out of that.
The restart hurt us when Farrell's, you know, clearly blocked a kick, we don't get it. Second set on the line, I'm pretty confident there, because we've been good with the ball. So that's it, was that one. But it'd be interesting to see what happened if we get that call. So I'm not sure about that.
I mean, like you were saying in the press conference, a lot of your salary caps in the stand. You know, Mark Sneed on there may have dropped that goal. It was a long way out from Parkinesque, wasn't it? But no, Callum Watkins, do you see him as a second role, or is that just selection issue? Because I think he's been doing really well in that position.
Yeah, I muted it with Callum probably 2 months ago, to be fair. So it's been in his head, and as he's been coming back to training,
has he bulked up because he looks a bigger player?
No, he's always been a big lad. Anyway. I think when you've got a squad that's doing it tough, and like you say, your salary cap's sat down, when you bring an international player back in the fold, that's what you see. And if you look at all the games, NRL, Super League, ultimately now, it's they're athletes and they're big, you know. So and they grind you down and make no errors, and you know, it's a slow death, and that's how they play. Huddersfield do it, Saints do it. So when you bring an international player like Callum back, he stands out like a sore thumb.
I think massive credit today to Ryan Briley, Brodie Croft, Chris Atkin as well. You had a different halfback partnership, but you look so dangerous. That must, you know, that's exciting going forward for the supporters, because you've come here and really troubled a good Wigan side who are a good defending team.
Yeah, I think, as you say, I think Ryan and Brodie in particular were very, very good. You know, so disappointed for them. And you know, when you see your players put so much in and not get the rewards that probably they deserve, it's hard to take and hard to see. So I won't be beating them with a stick anyway this week, but you know, we're real, we're true, we won't waver, we're nowhere near cracking, but you know, we've got a tough challenge now going to Saints with a really busted team, to be fair.
Battered and bruised today. There's probably going to be players who've played today we're going to be missing next week. Elijah Taylor, you said, won't be in next week.
Yeah, he's definitely out. Probably Briley's out. None of the others will return. So,
You getting your boots on yourself, Paul?
Yeah, well, man, I went gym this morning, but only in sauna, so I don't think that qualifies me.
How's this week going to be for the players? Will it be rest and recovery this week? You're not going to get a lot of training, are you?
Can't do anything. It's harsh, you know, crazy really, but it's not good. And these periods can really dismantle a season. I know we saw a spectacle there, really, really good. Everybody probably really enjoyed the game, but don't make it right. So, but it is what it is. We've got a good group. We won't whinge. We'll just rock up and get on with it. But you know, promise that you'd never see lack of effort, and I don't think you've seen it yet ever from this group.
It's another away game as well, so surely we've got some home games coming at the back end of the season, because we seem to be away every week, don't we?
Unbelievable. 4 home games, 2 against French, like somebody's having a laugh. You know, no, we can do with a bit of resource. You know, you ask me weekly if we're bringing players in, but you know, you need a few home games to get some money in the coffers for that. So everyone at the club's working really hard, and we just get on with it.
Fantastic effort today, Paul. Best of luck against Saints, mate.
Cheers.